Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, this is Yashin Sun, and I go by Mike. I have an installation schedule on Monday, the 28th.
Yes, sir.
I need to reschedule it for another week later.
Okay. And I'm just getting over to where I can search for your order in our database. Let's see here.
Okay.
And can you provide the phone number associated with the order?
Yeah, 512-409-5817.
512-409-5817. Thank you. And I'm attempting to locate your order in our database. And the system is still searching. And it shouldn't be too much longer now.
Okay.
Okay, I believe I have located the order. Let's see here. And let's see. Okay, so there's two orders scheduled for Monday. Okay, so the first order, they're both for Yashin Sun at 13160 House Cell Drive, Austin, Texas, 78732. Primary phone, 512-409-5817. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, and let's see what we have available for you for rescheduling. First, I'm going to reschedule the install, then I'll reschedule the hallway. They're on two separate orders. Let's see here. The next available day we can offer is Monday, April 4th.
Okay. So usually I'm more available on Thursday or Friday. Is there anything after April 4th?
Yes, sir.
Like April 7th or April 8th?
Yes, both of those dates are available.
Oh, great. How about, let's see. Yeah, how about April 7th, Thursday, for both jobs?
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and reschedule this to April 7th. Let's see here. And I'm just waiting on the system to reschedule the first order, and then I'll go over and reschedule the other order.
Okay.
Okay, so the first order, which was the installation, that's been rescheduled. Now I'm rescheduling the hallway. And I thank you for your patience.
You're gonna hate me. Can we change it to April 8th?
Oh, that's not a problem. I don't mind. It's not a big deal.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's okay. It's better that we go ahead and get this scheduled. You know, even though I've rescheduled it to the 7th, and you're wanting to change it, that's fine because it's better that we schedule it for whatever date works best for you. So that way you have the best shopping experience possible, or at least you feel like you're getting the best, you know, customer service possible. And then you also, it's more convenient for you and whatnot. So that's better. So yeah, sure. No problem. I'm happy to do that for you.
Yeah. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate your patience as you patiently wait for these, for this system to do what it's got to do. Cause it's not, for whatever reason, it's not the fastest in regards to, you know, what it does. I don't know. I guess it's for efficiency. I don't know. Maybe for security.
I'm in Texas. I guess it's because it's a computer thing. It's after 5 o'clock. You know.
Ah, yes, sir. It's had a long day. It's ready to go home from work. And it shouldn't be too much longer now, and I'll have the – yeah. Okay, so the first order has been rescheduled to the 8th. Now I'm going to go back and reschedule the second order, which is for the hallway, to the 8th. And that shouldn't take – hopefully that won't take – well, it won't take too long.
Okay.
Something like probably, I guess, 45 seconds. Let's see. It took 55 seconds, but it's both of the orders are now rescheduled to February, I mean, not February, but April 8th. And you'll receive a call in the afternoon or evening hours. Is your phone number the 512-409-5817?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's awesome. Because you're going to receive the call in the afternoon or evening hours on the 7th, which is Thursday, with your time frame for Friday, April 8th.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, excellent.
I wonder if you can help me with one other thing. It's not critical, but I might as well ask. Tomorrow, this is about a gas cooktop. Tomorrow, Home Depot is supposed to deliver that to me, to the house tomorrow. When I bought it, I bought it online. And I also asked for, I didn't know better. I also selected Holdaway with the online order. Then later I found out, okay, when I talked to the Home Depot guys, they said, you know, XPO, you guys are doing the installation in Holdaway, and you can do it all together. So we scheduled that for this one, April 8th. But so I wasted the other online order of Holdaway, which I don't really want to do because it's not installed yet, right? I want to keep the old one until it's reinstalled. Is that job going to you?
Yes, our guys would be the ones responsible for performing the haul away. So when the techs do go out to the residents on April 8th, you can just let them know that you do not want the old unit to be hauled away, and you can keep the old unit. They won't take it away if you don't want them to take it away.
Okay.
And we'll just,
The haul away was I did it online. It was on a same purchase tomorrow. So there was a haul away. I was stupid, but I scheduled the haul away with this delivery tomorrow. Obviously, I don't want to do the haul away tomorrow, that job. I was just wondering whether that job also went to you guys, CXPO. Is there a way I can cancel that?
Oh, you don't have to worry about anything. The delivery team can't haul away the unit if it's installed. So the haul away is actually going to be performed by our installers. When they uninstall the old unit, they'll haul away the old unit if you'd like for them to haul it away.
Okay.
But the guys that are bringing you out your new cooktop, they will not be hauling away anything because the item is already, the item is installed and they can't uninstall it to haul it away anyway.
Okay, got it. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at XPO?
No, that's it. You've been very helpful. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right, you too. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to XPO. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.